So the big question is this: how can fitness entrepreneurs like us who are building our own brand, our own wealth, and our own legacies, how do we run a streamlined business that doesn't need us there 24/7 and yet still double or more the number of sales we're making without additional market spend? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Trevor Bucherri. I'm an entrepreneur, multi-7-figure gym owner, business coach, speaker, husband, and father. And welcome to Gym Profit Rocket. Let's do this. What's up, gym owners? Trev Bucherri here, and welcome to Gym Profit Rocket Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. And today we're talking about communicating your company message. So as my business grew through phases, I was extremely weak here. So from one to two businesses, my message of communication was very strong. You know, when I moved from two to four, it became weak, and we just lost touch for a bit with our community. And I did recover, and it became a strong four, but from four to eight, my message completely fell apart. My communication completely was lost. And I remember wondering what was wrong with my team. You know, we were basically just starting to lose people. There was chaos, there was confusion, there were rumors about where we were heading. And now I know why, because I wasn't including them. I was not communicating with them well. I was not sharing where we were going. I was not sharing our mission. I was not sharing our message. And, you know, I wasn't even sharing our goals and our progress with them. So of course they're going to respond. Of course they're going to wonder, what is going on here? Why are we not hearing anything? And this was really just causing a huge amount of turmoil in my business. And it got to the point where I felt, you know, a large number of people even were against me. You know, that was my perception. And it was strange because everything just felt awkward. All the interactions that I would have, you know, with my team members felt awkward, and it just felt uncomfortable. And I felt like I couldn't even be comfortable in my own home, that type of feeling. So it was really, really dangerous. It was a dangerous place to be. And the focus of my team was lost, and the product that we were putting out was sinking, and the buy-in from the team was completely missing. So I really just wanted to bring everyone together more than anything. I wanted to unite everyone and just reunify our culture so we could get back to transformation. We could get back to what we were great at. We could get back to basically helping people and change their lives. And I knew if I couldn't pull this off, that we were in trouble, you know? And knowing this, I decided to really just commit to it and dig in like never before. And this meant just delving into study. This meant delving into expanding myself, building myself, and just learning as much as I possibly can or could about this particular situation. You know, I needed to learn not only how to fix this, but also to really just keep connected, as we continue to grow. So if we, you know, expand to more locations or other ventures, everyone feels involved. Everyone is included. Everyone knows where we're going. Everyone knows our mission. Everyone is secure in that. That's what was missing. And really what I needed was two steps. You know, I needed a strong roadmap of creating a message, and I needed goals. All right. And secondly, I needed a roadmap of how to actually keep in touch with my team continuously throughout this. I guess that's three things, but I'm calling it two, I guess, if you will. But, you know, I came across many great resources, but one that really stuck with me was a book called Traction. And this is by a guy named Gino Wickman. And it just changed everything for me because it really was the answer to what I was looking for. It was a strong roadmap for everything I just mentioned, everything that I was needing and missing. Now, did I combine that with other resources? Absolutely, I did. But this was really something that I took a lot from. So I highly recommend that book. It's called Traction by Gino Wickman. My plan was first to develop my message. That was the first thing. And this consisted of really just generating my story, the company story of how we were made, why we were made, and really just delving in and getting super deep into that story, you know, so everyone can relate to that. Everyone can relate to the actual reason why we were here today. Yes, we were at eight company locations at that particular point. And really, I just felt there was a disconnect, is that many of them didn't even know how we started. They're just working for some company, and there we are. So of course there's no connection. Of course there's no passion. Okay, so I really needed to develop the story. I needed to develop our purpose or our mission. They're synonymous there. I really needed to develop our belief or our values. And then I really needed to develop our niche and make that well known so that everyone knew we were weight loss, because I felt like that was lost as well. I also needed to create a 10-year target of where we were heading in the future so people could see the vision, the landscape of where we were moving towards. Also a 3-year target, a 1-year target, and then quarterly plans. Okay. And then on top of that, I also needed to create our marketing strategy that I was going to be sharing with them. Now, much of this I already had, and I had in my head, the marketing strategy was on paper. It just wasn't shared with people. And once I created all that material, then I knew that I was going to have to share it with my team repeatedly. This was not just a single get together, sharing, you know, where we were going, sharing our mission, sharing our story, our purpose, our beliefs, our niche, our targets, our goals, and what we were working on. One meeting and then everything's okay. It wasn't that. I knew that going into it, and I was definitely correct on that. The process was not easy. The process was pretty grueling, to be honest with you. But what it's done for me was completely worth it. You know, during the actual creation of it, I found myself being way too generic as I was actually working my way through it, as I was making it. I was just trying to make it sound good. You know, and doing that, all I was really doing was just creating an empty message. And it was something that no one would be able to connect to. It meant nothing to anyone, including myself. You know, it sounded great on paper, but it was just so generic. It was just like, this could be a message for a dog food company. You know what I mean? It had nothing to do with anyone. It didn't mean anything. And this is a huge, huge takeaway. This was my biggest takeaway in this process, is that it didn't mean anything. It didn't mean anything to you. It didn't mean anything to me. All right. And what it means to us is everything. When creating a story, when creating a purpose, beliefs, your niche, you need to go really deep here. You know, it needs to mean something to everyone involved in the company. And, you know, sometimes it won't mean something to some people. And sometimes some of those people will leave. And honestly, that is a gift for your company, because if people are not connected, if your team, your tribe, your internal tribe who is working with you on that mission, on that purpose, with those core beliefs, if they are not connected to those, they need to not be in your company anymore, because that is just going to be a cancer, and cancer spreads. At the end of the day, we can find new people. That is a process in itself, but believe me when I say it is a gift to make sure that every single person in your company is connected to that mission. Everyone feels that. Everyone gets excited about it. Everyone gets inspired by it. So in other words, using integrity as a core belief is great, but it's a given. You know, I honestly don't know one company that would not want that in their company, yet there's no uniqueness to it at all. It just sounds generic. When we're actually creating the story, when we're creating our core beliefs, when we're creating our purpose, it really just needs to be shaped according to our culture, according to who we are, and according to the people who are with us. Not the ones who don't belong, but the ones who are there for the right reasons, the ones who were there in the beginning, the ones who were there at the core of the building, the ones who you were able to share your message and share your story with, who were like, wow, I want to be a part of that. That's who it needs to be shaped, around, and that's who it needs to be built for, so that everyone feels connected with it, and it's going to unify your team like you wouldn't believe. So after all the effort when I did this, it really then came down to unleashing it and bringing it to the team for the first meeting. And I'll be honest with you, for me, it took a minute. You know, the first time I did it, it was definitely a little bit disconnected, but people were receptive to it. They were open, and it was more just gratitude of, hey, thank you for sharing that with us. You know, again, I was in a position where I had 8 locations. You know, my head was spinning. I didn't really know what to do in a lot of areas because I was really just adjusting to this difference, and I left my team in the dust, and they were just grateful to be picked back up and just given the opportunity to be given the information of where we were heading and what was really going on. Now, after several times of doing this and being consistent, we got buy-in, but that's it. Like I said before, I knew this was gonna be a repetitive process and that they were gonna have to hear this and see this several times to buy in, and that's really what happened. And really what it did was it gave my team the stability that they were looking for. It gave them that community that they wanted to be a part of that they felt like they weren't. Because what was happening is they just weren't hearing anything. And this led to rumors and people creating what was going on, you know, because I wasn't informing them, you know, and even if they were incorrect, they were just they were misinformed, you know. And think about it this way, you know, every relationship that we have in our lives is based upon communication. Communication is the key to any and every relationship. And our businesses are no different. They are living, breathing souls. Our businesses are a family of people united on one mission that everyone needs to know, everyone needs to be involved in, everyone needs to be bought into and on the exact same page. Everyone needs to feel attached to it. And that's really what creates the magic in what we do. All right. This unity and this connected passion is what makes people, in terms of clients and team members, want to stay with us. That's what creates that magic feel. So communication and your company message, it is absolutely crucial. And I hope you took that and are going to apply it to a completely different level to pop your business, explode it to an even higher level than it is right now, because that's what this is all about. It's all about growth. It's all about expanding your revenue. It's about expanding your legacy. That's it. So I hope you got a ton of this today. Trev Bucherri here, Jim Profit Rocket Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. Have an incredible rest of your day. For more awesome content and big announcements, connect with me on social media at Trevor Bucherri, and be sure to check out gymfollowupsecrets.com, where you can get your free download of my 23 missed money-making opportunities for gyms. Again, that's gymfollowupsecrets.com. Have the best day today and get after it.